up, no turning back. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Strive Tribe podcast. It's your boy, Devin, and today I wanted to talk about fiber. I know we get this question a lot, and I wanted to explain it a little bit. I want to explain, you know, what is fiber? There are two different kinds of fiber. Do you need to take it? How much should you be taking? I know it's a question that we get asked a lot, as well as, you know, other trainers and stuff like that, as well as I'm sure you've heard about fiber and if you should be taking it and is it's good for you and all that. So let's go into it a little bit. There's soluble and insoluble fibers, right? With soluble fiber, it turns into a gel-like liquid in your digestive tract. So think of fiber as almost like Drano, right? It slows down your digestion, but it starts to clean out all the pipes and everything that's kind of holding you back and holding your digestive tract back a little bit. Now, with insoluble fiber, it is almost like the scrubber, right? It's comes more from like foods, and it really starts to like scrub the sides of your digestive tract. Both are beneficial and both are needed. Your insoluble fiber, those scrubbers, you're going to be getting those from, you know, your wheat, your vegetables, whole grains, all that kind of stuff. Whereas your insoluble fiber is going to be coming from other like forms of food, as well as, you know, there are supplements and stuff you can take to help, you know, bump your fiber up. You know, I know a lot of people do take fiber supplements. So both are beneficial, but from your fibers and your insoluble and soluble fibers, which one is more beneficial? Which one should you be taking more of, right? Ideally, you would like to have more insoluble fibers versus soluble fibers. So if your estimated grams per day of fiber was 25 to 30 grams, probably around 5 to 10 of those grams should be coming from soluble fiber, right? Should be coming from, or should be making up that gel-like Drano. The rest of it should be coming from, you know, whole foods. Now, what are some foods that are high in fiber? You have pears, strawberries have some fiber, avocado, your oats are a great one, apples, raspberries, bananas, carrots, beets, broccoli, artichokes, not my favorite, but you know, if that's your cup of tea, by all means, Brussels sprouts, kale, spinach, tomatoes, those ones are all super solid. Lentils, if you like lentils, kidney beans, split peas, chickpeas, or chickpeas, even with like, you know, chickpeas, like you can do hummus, quinoa, cooked beans, black beans, edamame, lima beans, all have fiber. Even popcorn has some fiber. Again, not recommending that you just eat popcorn every single day, but just trying to mention some things that do have fiber. Almonds, chia seeds are a great one. Actually, that's one of my favorite is chia seeds, because what I'll do is it's easy, it's on the go, but I'll throw some either chia seeds into my protein shake, gives a little crunch, or even I know some people and some clients over the years have done like chia seeds and water, or even like overnight oats, and boom, bumped up their fiber a good amount. And it was super easy, didn't have to go all out and, you know, start eating a bunch of extra foods, but a tablespoon here, a tablespoon there, and it solved the problem. Some other things are like fresh coconut, pistachios, walnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sweet potatoes, dark chocolate, like that gross, bitter, some people like it, and I don't know how they like it, but that like super healthy 70% up cacao chocolate does have fiber in it. But those are some like the best foods that I would recommend if you're trying to figure out, you know, how to increase your fiber. How much fiber you should be taking a day. I usually tell people if you're around 20 to 30 grams per day, you're in the clear. Now, if you go online and you Google, you know, how much fiber should I take, you're going to hit a bunch of different articles and people saying that, you know, you need X amount and Y amount and Z amount and A, B, C, D, and it's all over the place. But one thing that's pretty consistent is that everyone is giving numbers above 20. So what I like to say is if you track your fiber for the day and you're hitting a minimum of 20, you're pretty solid. Ideally, you want to try to be on the little higher end of 20, but you know, it really comes down to what your nutrition is, what you're eating, and what your calorie count allows. But again, like I said, you can always just throw some chia seeds in the mix and bump it up easily. But that's up to you. If you have any questions and you're one of our members or you want to reach out to Nick or I, we'd definitely be more than happy to, you know, go over your nutrition with you and, you know, suggest, you know, some modifications to your nutrition and maybe give you that little boost of fiber that you need. You can also take a fiber supplement, but again, that shouldn't be making up your entire gram count of fiber, right? That should only be making up a quarter, if that, you know, I would say like a third to a quarter. So if you're having 20 grams and 5 grams is coming from it, boom, it's a quarter, it's fine. Usually most fiber supplements are around 5 grams anyways. So don't be loading up on the fiber supplements, you know, just take one dose and the rest should be coming from foods. If you're not getting it from foods, you need to start modifying your diet. But some things that are beneficial from fiber that, you know, is just instead of being like, oh yeah, it helps with your digestion and just leaving it there. Cause that's what most people just assume. It's, oh, it's digestive. I need to go to the bathroom. I need to take a shit. Like, you know, let me just take some more fiber. Yes, that is a great thing and it does help, but also the benefits of fiber and having fiber in your diet, it can help reduce cholesterol. It can promote your healthy weight cause you're not retaining as much, of your digested food in your digestive tract. So it can actually push some of that bloating, push some of that constipation through. It can help manage your blood sugar, as well as they say, again, I don't know the science behind it, but they say it does help reduce the risk for cancer. I don't know the reasons exactly why. It might have to do with some things with like certain foods that have fiber, have antioxidants and other things to it. But again, don't quote me on that last one. But again, so I know today is kind of short, brief and to the point, but you know, we wanted to give you a informational podcast as well. Cause I know we've been doing some Mindset Cafe ones, which we will get back to, but again, here's our informational one to go with those. So make sure you're getting to 20 to 30, if not even higher is okay. But I would say 20 to 30 gram range is ideal and make sure you're getting it from those foods. I'll post a list of those foods in the section below, in our description so that you can see those and not have to keep putting on repeat and write it down. But if you're not getting it or you need help with it, by all means, feel free, reach out, and we'd be more than happy to look at your nutrition with you. But with that being all said, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks, guys.